Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
Put them together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Spiritual warfare that we are going through right now. You are now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm excited once again to have my sister in Christ, Apostle Durance from Atlanta, Georgia, Kingdom Strategies. She is my guest on tonight. She will be delivering another word from the Lord on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you've dialed in by phone, if you are listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if you are incarcerated behind prison bars and have access to a Bible, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome woman of God as she get ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. But we always go to God's throne of grace and mercy in prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, as I always do, please pray for those that are sick and afflicted, whether you know them or not. Those that are bereaved on tonight, whether you know them or not, even we have people in our lives that we know that are sick and afflicted. We know of family members that have lost loved ones. So we serve the same God. He is a promise keeper. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us, and he's still watching over his word to perform it in our lives. He said, we have not because we ask not. So we're coming together on tonight in agreement that God is going to heal, set free, and deliver, and he's going to comfort and strengthen his people on tonight. So we're asking all listeners, please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in his name that we come to you on tonight once again, realizing and knowing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you that you sit high and you look low. We thank you that you watches over your word to perform in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Heavenly Father, we come out in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Apostle Durance, her entire family, every saved believer all over the land, that are listening in to this worldwide platform on tonight, and those that are even not listening in on tonight, those that are saved in Jesus' name, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work with you on earth will not be in vain. We pray and ask this in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. So we just thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to us in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, and ask that you be moved by your spirit. Touch, heal, and strengthen and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. We thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. And you know what each one of us stand in need of. So we thank you that you said we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And you said in your word, we have not because we ask not. So we trust and agree, and we ask in by faith that you were moved by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, and set free on tonight in the name of Jesus as only you can. Comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Help them to continue to look unto the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. We pray now, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight through your awesome woman of God. We pray, Lord, that if there's anyone that's listening on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, that they will hear your word, they will receive your word, and they will open their mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will get the glory, that they will come to know and fulfill their God purpose in the earth, that you will be glorified through them as well. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us individually, then as a corporate body of believers. In the name of Jesus. So have your way on tonight is our prayer. Continue to bless all those that faithfully tuned into this worldwide platform. Continue to bless those that are listening in through social media platforms, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual proof of thought comes to us saying, stay away from negative people. Have a solution for every problem, so they think. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Stay away from negative people. They have a solution for every problem, so they think. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. I do want to encourage you all to remember that on next Thursday night, we have a group of young women from Kingdom Strategies will be my special guest. I think it's three different women from different parts of the United States that will be, I don't know if they're all from the same place, area, but they will be coming on next Thursday night. We're going to hear what the Lord is doing through them on next Thursday night. Again, my guest on tonight, she's the overseer, and she's over these young women. I just thank God for what he's doing in the Hearst International Ministries. They are now, and I think she said 189 countries. Now, I did not say 189 cities or states. I said 189 countries. And when she told me that on the last time she was on, I had to go to Google. I went to Google, and I just was just curious. Because I didn't know. I went to Google and I asked Google, how many countries are there in the world? And it said 195 countries. So they're covering 189 countries. So that lets me know and that lets us know that they just about covering the whole globe with their worldwide ministry, what God is doing through these awesome women of God. So she's the overseer of these awesome women, young women, older women, that are on the battlefield working for the Lord. Again, Apostle Durance is my guest on tonight. She will be delivering God's word. So praise and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to take notes and follow along on tonight. We get ready to go to our music break. And then we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to her that she will break the bread of life to us as what God has given to her to share with us on tonight. I continue to be blessed of the Lord. I give you praise. No matter what we're going through, prayer. We want to lift up Lisa Kennedy, one of our faithful members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, her grandmother. I think she was 92 years old. She made a heavenly transition on yesterday. So we're going to keep that family in prayer. And all those that have lost loved ones, the young man that we funeralized on today at Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, his family, we're going to keep all those families. Again, like whether we know them or not, God knows who they are. And so we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. We want to keep those people over in Ukraine in prayer. And the word of God said we ought to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. We want to pray for them, keep them in our prayers, and also our pastors. They have awesome jobs that a lot of us take for granted and take lightly. So we want to keep them in our prayers, and we want to also say an early Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, spiritual fathers and biological fathers. Happy Father's Day to you all. Enjoy the music break. No matter what it looks like, he deserves our total praise. Before I bring my guest on tonight, I want to thank God that we had an awesome live recording last Saturday at Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, Michigan. We had guests from Texas that came, a group of people that came to help us. They joined the choir, made a big mass choir, and we have been rehearsing for the last 9 months. Faithfully, every week for 9 months we have been rehearsing. So we finally did the live recording at Greater Grace Temple here in Detroit. Kirk Carr, Dorothy Norwood, Beverly Crawford, Pastor Vincent Bohan from New York, and many others was a part of this awesome live recording at Greater Grace Temple. So I am so grateful that everything was very successful. We know that God got the glory out of that on last Saturday afternoon. I want give a shout out real quick to Pastor, my pastor, awesome Pastor Marcy Holloway. Happy Father's Day, Pastor Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family. So right now, we're going to the mic, and we're going to turn this mic over to my guest on tonight. Once again, none other than Apostle Durance out of Atlanta, Georgia, from Kingdom Strategies. I now yield the mic to you. Praise the Lord.
Yes, glory to God. We just bless the Lord at all times. His praise will forever be on our lips. I want to thank you so much, man of God, Pastor James, for inviting me here on tonight. I'm so excited to deliver the word of the Lord for God's people because there is a word from the Lord. And so if you guys can go ahead and quickly turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and 1. We're going to catapult from here right now. So I'm so excited to be here with you guys on tonight. Again, I am Dr. Durance, the Kingdom Strategist with Divine Order Restoration Ministries International, and I am her. International, and it brings me such an honor to serve God and God's people as we break the bread of life, coming out of 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 1. Let me just go to the throne. Oh, gracious God, I thank you so much for this word of truth, this word of power. As you speak through my mouth, and as my thoughts become, your thoughts become my thoughts, and your heart for your people become my heart for your people. I thank you for word of activation and penetration to transform our very atmosphere so that your word will line up, oh God, hallelujah, in our lives as our lifestyle, oh God, be the very epitome of that in which you have spoken about us. In the name of Jesus, we become living sacrifice, those that are holy and acceptable unto you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit overshadowing us and having its way, teaching and training us in all truth so that your word can be live and active in our day-to-day living. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On tonight, the title of our message is Establish Your Kingdom. We're going to take some nuggets from King Solomon's life on how to establish your kingdom, your throne, whatever space that God has called you to rule and reign in. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord says this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord, his God, was with him and exalted him exceedingly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Right here in the text, in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, we see that King Solomon, he is now taking over the throne from his father David. Right here, he has come from a place from being a prince to now being established as king to rule and reign over Israel. He was chosen for this position. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Even before he was in the womb of his mother, the prophetic utterance of God is now manifesting in his life. And so now he is assuming the position that God anointed, appointed, ordained, and positioned for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And so here we're going to find some amazing nuggets from this dynamic king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Governing or establishing your kingdom, you have to first establish your governance. Your governance is all about how your kingdom will run. It deals with the operation, it deals with the mechanics, and it deals with how people will be held accountable within your domain. Amen? In other words,
Amen.
In simple terms, it is just a set of standards. Because we are a part of the body of Christ, because we are children of God, the heirs. Hallelujah, glory to God. To the kingdom of God, we know our foundational standards come from the word of God itself. We don't move from them. Amen, glory to God. We don't change them or alter them based upon our feelings, the way the world want to flow and things of that nature. No, God has already set the standards in which we should live by and how we should operate as children of the Most High God. So when Solomon became king, he had to set a standard and a precedence within his kingdom. Solomon could no longer operate as a prince. He had to take authority and begin to rule and reign as king. And when the King of Glory, listen, come into our life, when we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, there's a transformation that begins to happen. We become new creations or new creatures in Christ Jesus. The old is gone and the new has come. See, you heard me when I said that he had to no longer operate as a prince. It was time for him to operate as a king. And I don't know what it is that God has called you to do or what it is that he has commissioned for you or chosen you to do, but whatever that it may have been, the thing is that we can no longer operate as the old. We can no longer operate, amen, glory to God, out of our freshly nature, my God, and what it is that God has assigned us to, if we're going to fulfill the purpose, if we're going to rule and reign, if we're going to live the abundant life that Jesus Christ has called forth in us, we got to move and operate, my God, as the new creation that we are in Christ Jesus. We got to become a living sacrifice, one that's holy and acceptable unto the Lord.
Oh, yes.
New creations, the old is gone and the new has come, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 13, and the new that has come within our lives. My God, it's the things of God, the standards of God, hallelujah, the kingdom of God. And the thing about it, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, when we can begin to change our mindset that now that we are royalty, we will begin to operate a little different. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. When you understand who you are, the position that God has called you to, you'll begin to even change how you function. I want us to understand this, that God positioned Solomon to be king over Israel. I want us to also understand that there is a difference between our position and our assignment. He was positioned as king, but he had an assignment, amen, glory to God, to not only take care of Israel, protect Israel, but he also had an assignment to build the temple of God. Our position is connected to our assignment, and we can't find ourselves in places where we get the position and forget the assignment. See, there are many times that people will get the position and we will forget the assignment, whether he's called you to be, listen, for men, a husband, or for women, a wife, if he's called you to be a pastor, a preacher, amen, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, a CEO of a business, a corporation, whether he's called you in any area, any one of the seven mountains of influence, where if he positioned you into a place because he's gifted and talented you, once you get in there, that is an assignment for you to complete for the kingdom of God. And in the assignment that God has given unto you, it is to be completed God's way and not man's way. And in the position that God has called forth in you, you got to stay firm in the assignment. And there's so many people who have, you know, we've taken on positions and we forgot about the assignment. And we can look at our world today as we look at even those that are in governmental official offices, and we're looking at the laws of our country in the U.S. That goes against the standards of God. We can see how many people who are professing Christ, who have said, hallelujah, glory to God, who have said that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, but at the same time, they're bowing down to Baal because they are allowing, or they're being a part of these institutions or a part of making laws that goes against the very principle and the foundation of who it is that they are. My God, help us in this place.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, yes.
And so when you, with a kingdom, amen, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, our kingdom will begin to crumble very rapidly when we don't hold up the standards and the standards and the statutes of the Almighty God. And we can see that in the deterioration of the United States itself.
You read about it.
We got to understand that, my God, that your governance is in your position, my God, that God has called you to. We know that in 1 Peter 2, chapter 2 and 9, that we're told that we are a chosen generation, a royal priest, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I want us to think about it. I want you to bring in your mind, or you can even scroll over to Jeremiah chapter 1 with me for a moment, because I want you to understand what happens once you own your purpose, once you step into that place and the position that God has called forth in your life. When you begin to open yourself up and embrace who you are, embrace who you are in Christ Jesus, no longer identifying with the world, but have your identity in Christ Jesus, how you begin to rule and reign in the authority of God. We see it in, we're going to see it laid out in King Solomon's life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But look at this amazing young man, Jeremiah. Wow. The word of God tells us in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, he said to him, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you was born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Somebody come on and help me. You got to understand that Jeremiah, that he was in the Levitical priesthood. He had been being trained up all his life to be a priest and to come and serve within the temple. Right here, God began to change the trajectory of his thoughts, the trajectory of his mind. God began to catapult him into the very assignment that he had called him to, not what he had been trained for all of his life. He had been trained to only work in a geographical location at the temple that he was going to be assigned to. And now God is telling him that what you've been trained in, what's been a part of your environment, what you have seen day in and out all of your life, this is not, amen, what I've called you to do. And see, God is speaking to somebody today. today is that your environment is not who you are. The things that you've been around is not what he's called you to be. You will not be a product of your environment because God has chosen you. He's called you from the womb of your mother. Whatever it is that he has sanctioned for you to do before the foundation of the world, you've been already ordained for the assignment. And hallelujah, glory to God, your environment, your history, the things that's been known unto you, it didn't predicate what God called and chose you to be. It doesn't matter what to say. It doesn't matter the labels that they put upon you. It doesn't matter about the hurt, the abuse. It doesn't matter about the things of the old, because you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You got to understand right here in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 that the Lord began to change Jeremiah's mind. Listen what happened here. So after he tells the prophet that he's ordained and called him a prophet to the nation, we know he had many excuses, and I'm going to scroll on past that because this is the point where I want us to get to. Here in the text, he tells Jeremiah, he asked Jeremiah in verse 11, of chapter 1. He said, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." Oh my God. Listen, let me tell you something. All Jeremiah's life, he had been, my God, ready and positioned to just be a priest in a local place. But now he just, because he accepted the word that God has called for in his life, now he's able, my God, to see in the prophetic realm. Now he's able, my God, when he accepted that God had called him a prophet to the nations, not only just to serve in a geographical region, but God said, no, or a city. God said, no, I called you to the nation. He enlarged his territory, but not only did he enlarge his territory, he enlarged his mind. He enlarged his whole capacity, because the moment he assumed the position that he was now a prophet to the nation, now he began to see. Somebody, come on. That was a game changer.
Yes.
That was a game changer. Before this, Jeremiah was not seeing. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, my God. Jeremiah couldn't flow in the prophetic, amen, because he had not known that he was called to a prophet, number one. But then once he found out that that what he was chosen to be, he couldn't begin to flow and operate as the prophet until he assumed the position and he accept what God has said about him. So whatever it is that God has called you to and he's chosen and anointed you for, whatever it is that he has formed you to do from the womb of your mother, accept what it is that God has chosen you to be, despite what the world may say. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the sooner you assume your position, my God, the sooner you assume your position, my God, you're going to be able to function in the call. Somebody say, come on now. You're going to be able to function in the call. You're going to begin to be able to move in what God has chosen you to be. Listen, Jeremiah didn't know nothing about no prophetic. Jeremiah didn't know, my God, hallelujah, glory to God, about seeing things. Amen. Glory to God, and what they mean and interpreting what the Lord. No, he didn't understand any of that. So for those that said, well, I ain't never done that before, that's okay, because Jeremiah hadn't done it either. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. And so, my God, you just got to follow the Lord. Listen, Solomon does something very wise. I'm taking you back over to Second Chronicles. You guys, I love to teach. Amen, hallelujah. And I love to walk through the word of the Lord here in Second Chronicles. Amen, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Second Chronicles 1, chapter 1, verse 7. Actually, I'm going to go to verse 10. I'm going to go jot down to 10. And the word says, "Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, from who can judge this great people of yours." So listen, after, amen, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, you establish your governance by owning your purpose, amen, owning your purpose, stepping into the position, accepting that God has called, what God has called you to do. What you don't know, you ask the Lord how to reign in what he has given unto you. Why is it important that you ask God? It is important that you ask God because God isn't a copycat. Amen.
Amen.
You are original designed by God himself, and you have not been copied. Hallelujah. You're not a carbon copy of anybody. And so God has already sanctioned how you are to rule and reign and what he has chosen for you to do. And so everybody flow and function differently. And once you understand, amen, glory to God, you, and that God, the ordinance of the way God wants you to function, we'll stop trying to compare ourselves to other people, and we'll stop trying to compete against other people, because you can never compare or compete with something that is authentic and original. Amen. Hallelujah. And once you understand that you're authentic and you are original, you are one of a kind, you would understand that there is nothing like you, and how you flow, how you operate is so valuable that when you move in the way that God has designed you, you're untouchable, you're flawless, nothing can compare and compete with you. Even if somebody tried to duplicate you, there'll be a watered-down version of who you are. They won't carry the weight of the value of the anointing that God has placed on the inside of you. My God, help us in this place. James 1:5-6 says this. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And so, people of God, hallelujah, you just got to ask the Lord. The Lord will give you the instructions. The Lord will show you the way. And one thing I want to say to you, you've been preparing for the position all your life. You just didn't understand that you have been in preparation. Every second of your life has been intentional. When you think about King David, he had been preparing to be the king when he was over there being the shepherd of his father's sheep. I'm just saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God was preparing him. My God, and this was even before he was anointed to be king. He was already in preparation for kingship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My God, glory to God. So you've been in preparation for the assignment. You just didn't recognize what the assignment was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So you ain't got to be afraid. You ain't got to, my God, be in a place of confusion. You ain't got to shut down. You got to understand that everything you need to reign and rule and what God has called for in you, that he has placed it on the inside of you. When he met you in the womb of your mother, when he wove you together, when he, hallelujah, glory to God, when he met you in the secret place and begin to knit you together in the womb of your mother, he was placing everything that was going to be necessary, that you was going to need to fulfill the assignment to rule and reign in the things that he has called for you, so that you can be about your father's business, missing and lacking absolutely nothing. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Glory to God in this place. And then you got to understand, you got to, then, hallelujah, glory to God. Once he asks God for the wisdom, my God, and God gives him the wisdom, for those that are familiar with the text, God give him what he asked for. But not only did he give him what he asked for, he gave him even more. He said, listen, son, because you didn't ask for wealth and you didn't ask for riches, you didn't ask for honor nor the death of your enemies. You didn't even ask me for long life, but he said, you asked me for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people. I have made you king over. Therefore, Therefore, wisdom and knowledge will be given you, and I will also give you wealth, riches, and honor, such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have. God is going to supply for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And then, my God, look what happens to Solomon, verse 13. The word said, Then Solomon went to Jerusalem from the high place at Gibeon, from before the tent of meetings, and he reigned over Israel. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 14 is where our next point is going to come from. And your next point, children of the Most High God, is that you got to prepare and protect what God has given. You got to prepare and protect God's provision and promise that he has given unto you. Solomon's third act as king was to strengthen his military and his economy. My God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. And so the word says in verse 14 that Solomon accumulated chariots and horses. Amen. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he kept in the chariot cities and also with him in Jerusalem. This was very important. See, Solomon had to secure the security of his kingdom because so that no other king would come, my God, and take over Israel. So he quickly strengthened his arm for war. He had to quickly mobilize himself so that no one would try to come and take over his kingdom. How are you strengthening your territory? We got to strengthen our territory, strengthen our family, strengthen our faith, strengthen our finances. We got to strengthen, hallelujah, ourselves. You got to strengthen your mind, my God, for that which is ahead, in that in which God has called forth in your life. You have to be prepared for God's provision so that you will not be swindled, deceived, or manipulated by the enemy. See, the enemy is prowling around trying to see who he can devour. Amen, glory to God. And when we're not strengthened through the governance of God's word alone, you find yourself in a place where the enemy can come in and steal, kill, and destroy. My God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. And so that's why you got to strengthen yourself. You got to choose. And one of the ways of strengthening yourself, you got to first choose who it is that you're going to serve. Is it going to be God? It's going to be God, hallelujah. If it's going to be mammon, is going to be mammon. You can't serve God and mammon or God and man. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to have to choose this day. Amen. And if it be the King of Glory, understand that you rule. Understand that you win in all things, even when the enemy is against you. So you got to strengthen yourself in your most holy faith. Hallelujah. Yes, Jude 1 and 20 tell us, but you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Matthew 6 and 33 also tell us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And see, what you've got to understand as you're preparing yourself and you're protecting what God has given you, protecting the promise, protecting the provision. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to seek God first in all things. You got to seek the things of God. Hallelujah. If you're going to be prepared to rule and reign, are you going to protect the things that God has given unto you? Dynamic people of God, you got to walk in the statutes, in the commands, and the decrees of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cannot receive the benefits of the Lord if you don't meet the requirements for the benefits. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Despite despite what it looks like in the world. In the world, they do things so much contrary to God. They say they love God, but they live any old type of lifestyle. Many people think that they're being blessed by God, but it's really the enemy deceiving them, manipulating them. Well, why do you say that? It looked like blessings, but they're being deceived. The blessings are coming by way that don't line up with the word of God. That's not a blessing from God. You got to understand the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the enemy setting them up, tricking them, deceiving them to think, oh my God, that they are operating and functioning, that it is God himself that is blessing them. But God cannot bless. Amen. God will not bless. Hallelujah. God will not provide. God will not make the provisions. My God. Hallelujah. God don't make provisions by violating his word. You got to understand that is not what God does. Hallelujah. He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not. Amen. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. So you may profess him. Many may profess him, and they know him not. And they will be those that will get before Christ, and he will be like, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. See, this is the thing. God will allow you to use your gifts, because he ain't no Indian giver. He ain't like, you know, the gifts. The gifts are just without repentance. And so he is not like mankind. He ain't going to take them back. He'll allow you to use them. Amen. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Glory to God. He will allow you to use them, but you will be so fired. My God, you won't even make it into the kingdom of God. Why? Because you're a worker of iniquity. He never knew you because you wasn't obedient to the things of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Only those that profess Christ, professing Christ is not your, my God, it's not the way that you're going to get into heaven. That's not, amen, your key into heaven. Your key into living in eternity with God is being obedient to the word of God, my God, moving in the will of God, being about your Father's business. You can profess them all day long, but if you don't live under the statutes, the decrees, and the commands of the Lord, you ain't make it into heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And it's in the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so that's why you got to, people of God, you got to establish your kingdom, establish a throne that God has given unto you. Your mindset and your focus, even with establishing what God has given unto you, is that you would inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. In this present time, and even, amen, in throughout eternity, that you would spend the rest, you would spend eternity with God himself. Why? Because while you was on the earth, amen, glory to God, you moved and operated in the things that God has chosen and called for you to do. People of God, that's why it's important. We got to establish, we got to move in what God has sanctioned and called for in our very life. Here we go. Our last point here. Oh, amen. I got two more points here. Amen. And I'm going to go through them very quickly here. Hallelujah. You got to operate in your assignment. And we've been talking about this, you know, 2 Chronicles 2 and 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord says that Solomon gave orders to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal palace for him. My God, you got to put your hand to what God has assigned you to. Your position doesn't come without an assignment. Your position is connected to your assignment. Don't get the position and forget the assignment. King Solomon's position was king, and one of his assignments was to build the temple of God. God has elevated many who overlooked and rebelled against the assignment that God has purposed for them, just like King Saul. For those that remember over in 1 Samuel, God had positioned King Saul to be the king over Israel. He was the first. And because he failed to do the assignment that that God had given unto him to go and kill off the Moabites. He failed to do that. God rejected him as king. Now watch this. When God rejected him as king, he still was at El Corobasia. He still was able, my God, to sit in the position as king, my God, until he died. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he became a powerless king. Why did he become a powerless king? Because God moved his hand from among him. Not only did he become a powerless king, but he also called for his lineage. My God, see, they, his lineage, his son, his firstborn should have been the one to assume the crown after he passed on. But because of his rebellious against God, my God, he wiped out his whole family lineage, my God, for being able to assume the throne and rule and reign over Israel for the Lord, my God, hallelujah. So his rebellion did not only cause him, detrimental to him, but his whole entire lineage. All of his sons died with him just because of the father's sin, my God. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And so we got to find ourselves, people of God, not hindering our children because we, because our rebellious trying to be just like the world. That's why he said we can no longer conform to the pattern of this world, but we got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we would know the good and perfect will of God. Amen. Not what people trying to make to be God. I'm not these gods that people are making with their own head or out of their own hands or out of their flesh. But no, we're talking about the one and only true living God, the creator of the world, the one that took dust from the ground, formed man and blew the breath of life unto a man, and man became a living being. We're talking about the God, hallelujah, who created the heavens and the earth. My God, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. So my God, you got to operate in your assignment, operate in the thing that God has called forth in your life, my God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. You got to put your hand, the word tells us over in Luke 9:62, you got to put your hand to the plow and don't look back. My God, because if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The last thing, you got to learn how to collaborate. You got to unite together. You got to come, you got to come and unite together for the Lord's mission. The first person you got to come in unity with is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. With the God, with God himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We got to come in unity with them first. Amen. So that we can then become and unify with others in ministry and in the marketplace. We see King Solomon does do this very well. He was able to reign and get his kingdom strengthened very, very quickly because, number one, he partnered with God. And after he partnered with God, he began to partner with Egypt so that he can strengthen his arms. And then he come and partner in 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 3. He comes and he partners with the king of Tyree, and the king of Tyree, he would give him the cedar so that he can build the house of the Lord. Also in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, 11 through 16, you guys read it when you have time, but in verse 16, it says something, in 13 itself, it says this, 12, now I'm just going to read the whole thing. It said, and he himself gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of man and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joint and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. We cannot rule and reign in what God has given unto us until we learn how to unify so every part, my God, can do what it is that it's supposed to do. If God has called you into fatherhood or motherhood, amen, glory to God, you gotta know how to function and operate as a family with your spouse. Amen, glory to God. Amen. As well as with the children, everybody have a role and function. Even when in the church, everybody has a role and function, my God. Even in the business or even in your career, everybody have a part they got to do so that the whole body can work appropriately. Amen. We cannot do it alone. We are not islands in this place. We got to learn how to work with people and work collectively to get the assignment done, to get it finished, what God needs for us to do. We see that over and over and over and over again in the word of the Lord. And so I'm going to recap here for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to, people of God, for such a time as this, it is time that you, my God, establish the throne or the kingdom that God has given unto you by establishing your governance, asking the Lord how to rule and reign in what he has given unto you. You got to prepare and protect God's provision and promise. You got to operate in your assignment, and you got to collaborate, unify together so that the word of the Lord can manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Thank you. Back over to you, Pastor James.
Oh, my God. This was as the old folks said, this was a rich word on tonight. For such a time as this, I love how you broke that down. And it is so true. We got to prepare and protect, you know, for God, the assignment that God has placed on our lives. We got to know the word, but we can know how to call unto God in prayer. And so we have to learn how to be specific in our prayers. And so
yes,
God can use us that we can fulfill our God purpose. Because like you said in the word of God, the enemy, he has not changed. Just like God hasn't changed, the enemy hasn't changed either. He's still doing what he do, coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And so if you don't know the word, and if you don't know your assignment, then it's so easy to get off track. And then you become more like doers of the world instead of being doers of God's word. So we thank you, for Apostle, on tonight, for bringing forth this word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this. What I'm going to do right now is open up the phone lines for those that have dialed in. As we always know that a lot of people do dial in, and they don't respond or they don't say anything, but we thank God for them as well. So right now, the phone lines are open. We have a few minutes left. Anyone that have dialed in tonight, if you have received this word or you were blessed by the word on tonight, could you please let my guests know the lines are open? Anyone? I know I was blessed.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Brother James?
Yes, yes we can.
Okay, so this is Kimberly, and I wanted to say thank you, James. Thank you so much for having Dr. Zorn on tonight. When I say this woman of God was on fire, she had me like running around my house. I couldn't wait to get out my car. I started listening to you, Dr. DeRoche, on my way home. And I got in the house. You talking about God is not a carbon copy. I'm screaming. You see it, that we got to stop comparing. We got to stop competing. We are originals. And I'm like, yes. I mean, I'm your biggest cheerleader because I'm over here like, you preach, woman. You were on fire, you know. And you were talking about sometimes we get so caught up in our position that we forget about our assignment. And it made me think. I'm like, wow, that's something that needs to be heard today. I mean, today, Dr. DeRoche, you were on, well, you always on fire, because you know I follow you. So you were just so on fire today. you got to replay this and replay it and put it back on Facebook because this was a word on tonight.
Amen.
I'm letting somebody else talk because I can keep going because I'm telling you, she was on fire, I was on fire, and I just thank you.
Amen.
I thank you for your word tonight.
Amen. Bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Anyone else? We have a few seconds. Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
Oh, my God.
If you were,
woman of God.
Yes.
That word was so powerful that I had to stop what I was doing and listen to it closely. I want you to know tonight that what you have said has really lit a fire underneath me. So I want you to continue to keep doing what you're doing. Keep preaching God's word. Watch how God takes you higher and higher in Him. There's nothing that God won't do for you. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you. I receive. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen.
Who wants to meet their phone? Okay. Anyone else? There we go. I've got it. Okay. Anyone else? If you were blessed by the word on tonight, we still have a few seconds left. If you were blessed by the word, I know I was. Anyone else?
Yes, I was. She was on fire tonight.
Sister King from North Carolina, from Greensboro, North Carolina. Amen. Go ahead, Sister King.
Keep on doing what you're doing, baby.
Yes,
she was
ma'am.
On fire tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you.
Amen. Sister King, are you still alive, Sister King? Apostle, on tonight, once again, I just want to say thank you for taking time out. You have a tremendous busy schedule, and I just thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on this worldwide platform to deliver another powerful word from the Lord out of His word. So we just thank God. We know this word came directly from the Lord. So I thank God. That's why it's important that we have our Bibles so we can follow along. As whoever is delivering the word, we can follow along because of the word of God. So we have not, you know, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And so that's why it's important that we have our Bibles so we can follow along with whoever is delivering God's word. So for you on tonight, Apostle, I just want to say to you, I want to encourage you to stay on the wall because you're doing a great work for the kingdom and God is truly glorified through you and your ministry and what you're doing. Your labor is not in vain. So I just want to say that to you personally, and I just thank you so much for coming on tonight, delivering another powerful word from the Lord. Do you have any final words for tonight before we close out?
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for having me here, and thank all the listeners who were here listening on tonight, and I praise God, and I said that was something that God released for you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and I want you to understand that whatever God has chosen you, whatever He's positioned and assigned you to do, I want you to know that you are equipped for it and that you can complete it. Even if you got to start by yourself, He's going to send the people so that they can help you so that the assignment can be completed. Don't be like Nehemiah and do not come off the wall until the work is done. You are favored and you are blessed. And as you're found faithful over a few things, He's going to make you ruler over many. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, we're out of time. I don't even have time to close out in prayer because we done ran over. But thank God He was still glorified on tonight. And we know that the enemy is even more horrified. So we just thank God that it's all about God being glorified. And that's what He got the glory on tonight through the word. So thank God that His word was received. And we've got to thank God for you, the listeners. Continue to tune in. Don't forget to tune in on next Thursday. We have other awesome women from Kingdom Strategies that will be my special guest on next Thursday night. So please tune in. Remember, I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So continue to encourage one another in God's word. not with your feelings or your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it like that, God is truly being glorified. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.